This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
We're here, ladies and gentlemen. It's hard to believe so much has happened in the last year. Happy New Year. It's now January 1st, 2018. And if you thought 2016 and 17 were momentous, building towards the cultural, spiritual, technological singularity. Well, you ain't seen nothing yet, as they say. I am extremely thankful to God, my family, the crew here at InfoWars, all of you that are out there watching and listening to make this transmission possible. I am very, very humbled to be your host. Well, today on New Year's, I thought we should go back and look at one of the biggest, if not one of the most important events in 2017, and that was the inauguration, not just the election of Donald John Trump as the 45th president. It was a referendum on the globalists. It was an overthrow and an overturning of their propaganda, of their lies, of their attempts to steal elections, their operations having millions of people vote with the names of dead people from the voter registration rolls. It was a repudiation of everything they threw against us, and it is part of a larger global trend of nationalism and populism that even the Financial Times of London and many others admit is basically unstoppable. Here's an article from just last week of the Sunday Express. Populist uprising, anti-EU parties will continue to soar, Tony Blair's think tank admits, as if we need Mr. EU, Mr. Globalist, Mr. Arab Spring to tell us something we don't already know. The point is, they're losing, we're winning, as the establishment has less and less credibility, as people more and more trust their own instincts, their own research, and get back to common sense populism and common sense free market that is the vanguard of human thinking, that is the new system in the last 400 years known as the Renaissance that built this high-tech world we live in. The good, the bad, and the ugly. But definitely it is the main engine of innovation. So, coming up, we have got a breakdown of President Trump and the inauguration from that day when I was live in D.C. And so much more. And then I got back to town that Sunday morning after the inauguration. It was on Friday. And I did a breakdown in studio with clips from Trump's historic speech that was extremely important and powerful, obviously. And then we could see, not even a year later, but I guess exactly 11 months and a few days later, 11 months and change, 11 months and a day later, look how the world has already changed so much. It's technically be 11 months and 10 days or so. So this is an incredible, incredible, incredible time to be alive, and it is just such a blessing that humanity is beginning to start the process of waking up and digging out of the cultural and spiritual cancer that is the New World Order system that seeks to end competition, end families, end independence in a final revolution against humanity, as they've openly called it. So again, from my family to your family and to everyone else out there across the world who breathes the same air on this planet and has the same visions and dreams for their children, no matter what color we are or where we came from, we have to come together and understand that everything the globalists are pushing, though it's all packaged with a bunch of sugar coating, is absolute, total, and complete poison. So please be part of the second global revolution against tyranny, not just the second American revolution, and spread the live links to this feed or the local radio station that you're listening to or TV station you're watching. Because, again, you are the reason we're overriding their censorship and control. You're the reason we're breaking their back. You're the reason we defeated Hillary, because you are the resistance. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200. For the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. So as true classical liberals in the vein of Thomas Jefferson, I want to salute all of you of every race, color, and creed who are one race, red blood, who understand the globalists are in trouble. You broke the back of Hillary Clinton and the crime syndicate. You went up against the mainstream fake news media and broke their will. You stood like a lighthouse out on a promontory in a raging storm and beamed out the truth. You are the victors. You are the resistance. You are the power. You are the windows through which God's light shines into our world. You are destiny. And this isn't some Oprah Winfrey, name it and claim it, secret stuff. This is real. The history, the culture, the will, the understanding, the Christian ethos, the English common law ethos, the classic Judaic ethos of the Old Testament, not of the modern forms of Judaism, but the ancient forms about not being corrupt, not being part of manipulative systems. That all is coming back into the world right now. And the knowledge is coming back into the world. And the knowledge of Solomon is coming back into the world. And with it is great danger. The globalists are afraid of information. They're afraid of freedom because it does incredible things. But they're the ones suppressing information and suppressing humanity and creating nothing but abominations. And so a great unchaining of humanity is in the process right now. No one can deny it. The globalists in their own elite publications that they think we don't read admit that globalism, if Hillary fell, was basically done. And now they're in complete panic mode saying, get rid of Trump. We've hijacked the U.S. before. They've taken control of our main command base. If we can't get rid of him, it's over for us. And so they're in complete panic mode, and they admit we have broken their will. We have broken their back, thanks to God Almighty, the Creator. This is a historic time to be alive right now. And that's why Hollywood's dying. It's why the NFL's dying. And again, we're not just saying they're dying. They're dying. It's why the modern cults are falling apart. It's why people are pulling away from fraud everywhere and getting back to basic common sense and back to God and back to humbleness and realizing that Hollywood and mainstream media and none of these systems are going to deliver anything but bondage and enslavement and fraud. Look at the collapse of their system. Look at the scandals. Look at their ratings plunge. Look at Hollywood doing the worst it's done in its history. Yes, there's large numbers of victims, a large remnant of victims that they still prey upon and control and program. But those people are followers. Those people are slaves. Those people are seen as cattle by the globalist. They are victims. Don't ever let their bullying or their attempt at groupthink to intimidate you ever make you cave in, because you're caving in to the master signal of programming. And that's what I want you to know. Despite the rigging of Google, Facebook, Twitter, despite them throwing everything they could, Trump was elected. Is he perfect? No, none of us are. But he means well. He's not out to get America. And he's doing classical things that will create a boom in the economy and rising wages and rising savings. And they are cutting some areas of government. They need to cut more so that we can pay down the deficit, not just expand it. But compared to the globalists that were going to expand the deficits, bankrupt things, pick the winners and losers, bring in austerity like it's a cool thing, and make us permanently poor in their own admissions to control us, that's called feudalism. That's called servitude. That's called serfdom, where that term comes from. And again, it's the admitted plan of the globalists. Their arrogance has and will continue to be their downfall. They can't help it. They have a disdain for everyone around them. They don't want to teach people. They want to hurt people. They're like spiders. They do not create. And they're being broken right now. Their main push to totally take over the world and totally have hegemonic world government and totally destroy the family and totally break down society finally brought humanity out of a coma into an awakening. And we're laying on our bed in a coma for years. We have trouble moving, but our focus is coming back. Our memory is coming back. We're now getting up from the bed as they attempted to get us to lay back down and, you know, take their poison culture back. But we're now pushing away towards the doors, out towards the front porch, out towards the sun and the beautiful vista God has prepared for us out there, out leaving this filthy, fetid coffin. This matrix box, this artificial construct that they had been putting us into, we're coming out of it. And 2017, 2016 was a great time of awakening. 2017 was a great time of explosive change and honor and delivery and truth and expansion of that and of globalist counterstrike. It was a great year of battle as the storms come together. But 2018 is going to be the deciding year, as the globalists have always threatened. You don't give us world government, we're going to bring you into World War III. That's why they gave the Soviets the weapons. They gave the Chinese the weapons. They couldn't develop those. They didn't have the technology, the communists. And they built up that threat to then create a global threat, so a global government was needed to fight that threat. And so every time a nation tries to come out of that and the strangling anti-family, anti-Christian globalism, they try to invoke it again. So Trump, instead of running away from the threat of war, is running headlong to face it in an attempt to show real strength and conviction to break the will of the communist Chinese that run North Korea and the globalists that have been manipulating it as a detonator for war and a way to get the U.S. in line to allow Chinese expansion globally for the last few decades. America was about getting away from royalty and away from, like, North Korea's royalty and being about the individual. So you see the tabloids and the media worshiping it, like, oh, Trump might get rejected by Hollywood and he might get rejected by some sniveling prince that sits there and has some effete, effeminate, foppish interview with Obama, and that, oh, the world rejects Trump and the royalty rejects him, and the scared British prime minister, you know, in her kept nation run by Islamicists, Khan, the Islamic mayor of London, we don't want you. This is ridiculous. Trump is a rock star with the people in the UK now and a leader for fighting globalism. InfoWars is incredibly popular. We're winning because royalty hates us, because Hollywood hates us. This is all a good thing. I've had invitations from the highest levels of globalism, highest levels of rock and roll, all of it. And I just don't even accept them anymore because I'm just not part of it. Even if they're halfway decent people, the whole system they represent is a giant rotting carcass. And I don't want to be part of an old, rotting, diseased, fetid, demonic carcass. I trailblaze. I'm into the future. I want us to go to space. I want life extension technology. I believe in the people. I want to build a world for and by humans. Not technocracy, not the age of humans is dead, not all this crap we get told. We just accept that we're supposed to watch NFL sports become giant fat people, roll over, and then the tech giants who worship the AI gods that I first told you about 10 years ago in Endgame, then take over and overwrite the world and build this perfect new thing when they don't even know where they came from or who they are. And that's in the news as well. Remember Endgame? Told you about the tech gods, how they worship the AI computer. because that's in their internal writings that are public. Now, Elon Musk comes out and says, beware those that tell you about tech gods. They're exterminists that want to take over the planet and think humans are obsolete. They're programming the AI right now to get rid of us and make us obsolete. That's because that's what they've been planning. How many years have I told you? I've known about that 18 years. It's just the evergreen film is Endgame. It's free online. Get it. Copy it. Show it to people. Get it out there. Buy the DVD. InfoWarsStore.com. The point is, that's the reality. And here's some of these articles. 2017, the year AI took over. That's RT. And that's they're already putting AI in to run everything. It's not self-aware, but it's artificially intelligent. It knows what you're going to order from Amazon before you order it. My God. Might as well commit suicide if you're going to just keep giving everything to Amazon, everything to Google, and just letting them run your life when their owners have already said you're obsolete. And you're showing you're obsolete. Rasmussen, Trump approval hits 1 month high. He's at 45. And Rasmussen, you know, again, adding 9 to 12 usually. You can go look up their particular nomenclature here and their methodology. So what's that got Trump at? 65? 55? I mean, God only knows.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771 or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's the year their BS stopped working on a majority of people, and it's getting worse for them by the minute. All the evidence shows, all the graphs show, all the feedback shows, all the bellwethers, all the weather vanes, all the statistics, all the real raw data shows a global explosive awakening against everything mainstream. Hollywood, not just here, but the Hollywoods they've got in France, and the Hollywoods they've got in Italy, and the Hollywoods they've got in Japan. All the establishment media, people are running away from it. They're sick of it. They can't stand it. The establishment gurus, the establishment systems, the establishment new age stuff, all of it, people are running away from it and rejecting it. GMO they're rejecting. Vaccines they're rejecting. Because we know they're tainted and being spiked. Globalism, mainline sports, all of it. And their answer is, we'll march EU armies in if you try to leave Europe. The EU. We'll get rid of your national sports teams. You know, that'll make you love the EU if there's only our sports team. All of this is a desperate attempt, and it's not working. And their final big desperate attempt was to say, anyone that likes Trump is Hitler. Anyone that's a nationalist is Hitler. We're going to call you horrible names and destroy you and fire you or kill you or shoot you like Congressman Scalise if you don't give in to us. And it didn't work. People turned the corner to the bullies. They took the fact that we were calm and the fact that we were asleep for weakness. Instead, now the sleeping giant has awoken, like when Admiral Yamamoto telegraphed back December 7, 1941, the day of the living infamy, he telegraphed back the next day, he said, fear, we've awakened a sleeping giant. So just think about that, how we've been domesticated, what we've been turned into, and now we're turning the corner. So all they've got is racism now. Divide and conquer, how the British would go into India or other places and be outnumbered 1,000 to 1 or more and take over. I mean, a couple thousand British troops and their sociologists that they would send in years before as traders and stuff, you know, to get businesses, they would come in and play tribes off against each other. And in a matter of years, they took over China, they took over India, divide and conquer. And this is how they did it. Tribe against tribe. You know, the Indians look the same, act the same, even the same culture. They played them off against each other. That's their plan. Hindu against Muslim, you name it. Racist BuzzFeed lists things white people need to stop running in 2018. And this is the whole theme from universities everywhere. Whites are inherently bad. Whites are inherently evil. Whites are inherently not good genetically. What did Cink Uger, or Chink, how do you say his name? Jinger Gunger?
Clink Blunger?
No, I'm really not making fun of his name. I can't remember.
Chink Unger.
You know, he in his writings, he's like, these women are genetically trash and garbage. And well, he's a Muslim from Turkey, folks. I mean, of course he has an... I mean, it's just like Linda Sarsour's mother writes books about chopping all women's genitals off. And then she leads the women's marches. I mean, it's all about force-feeding you something ridiculous. And that's it right here. BuzzFeed has published a list of 37 things white people need to stop running in 2018. Yet another example of left's brazen anti-white racism. And then it just goes over the list of things that is just absolutely incredible. So this is all they've got. I mean, can you imagine what you could say about, you know, 30 things or that blacks do that's bad? And then stereotype and say horrible things. I mean, it would be terrible. It would be a horrible thing. This is beyond that. And it just shows who they are. They're desperate. They've always used race to control and manipulate everybody. And they're the enemy of prosperity and everything else that's happening right now. It's miraculous what's happening. We should all give thanks. I give thanks to God. I give thanks to you. And I just want you to know we've blown Hillary Clinton's operation sky high. You've really devastated the globalists. You've done an incredible job. I love you. I appreciate you. It's amazing. And I'm going to really codify through the next few weeks every day just examples of the successes and the good things that have happened and just how much amazing things have gone on and how we stood up to the bullying and how we have rallies and half the folks there aren't white. That is so good because they always told minorities you can't be part of the Tea Party or libertarianism when it's been socialism and colonialism and collectivism that have absolutely enslaved everybody. And here we are at this great new renaissance that's happening, and humanity's found its fight again, and it's because of you and the great crew here and all of us little people standing up to Hollywood and mainstream media and the globalists, and they've just thrown everything they've got at us. And even though it's destroying the NFL and destroying the NBA and destroying Hollywood, they just can't stop because it's all about the spiritual control they want because they're from the chicken shit dimension, basically, is what I call it. That's my term, the chicken shit dimension. I invented that. They just have it out for green fields and happy families and flyover country and people coming together. That's the will of evil, is to take things over and then destroy it, and they wonder why they're so desperate, why they're so unhappy, why things are so terrible. If they could just pull down somebody that they think's better than them, then they would be somebody. And they're really projecting that. They're trying to pull themselves down. Because if they weren't ugly before, they have become spiritually and physically ugly. Because they have gone into an economy of envy and an economy of class warfare that even conservatives and libertarians claim we're not trying to be part of, but that permeates everything. And then sometimes you have to fight that culture war with its own symbols, even though you realize that you're even playing into it at a certain level, but there's an equation where it does more good than bad, because you can't even communicate to people at a zombie level unless you enter into that paradigm of the false left-right system. But the truth is, we're all children once. We all have hopes and dreams. We all have amazing ancestors from one point or another. We wouldn't be here. And we're going through a lot right now through this process, like we're space traveling to Mars. And when you get to Mars after a year voyage, a lot of people wouldn't be able to walk or even hardly get up, like I said, getting out of the coma. And it's like that. We're in this artificial world now going through all these changes, good and bad. And it's a great quickening and a great time of testing and a great time for us to realize that the great destiny and continuum of humanity is the great arc of history and the great arc of the future and the great arc that ties us to the past, present, and through our dreams and genetic time flow to the future. And so there is an eternal life guaranteed within the spectrum of life and knowledge and information we transfer forward. But that everything being multidimensional in God's master plan, there are other dimensions to that spiritually that also live on, but resonate towards the energy and towards the force that it is likened to. So the hell is those that are evil and corrupt, vampires, not having anyone spiritually to feed on, together forever. And good is ever higher levels of joining with God as God opens up more and more of the universe to those that are able to grasp the face of God, then the mind of God, the soul of God, and the continuum of God as we join closer and greater with God. And these are the secrets they don't want you to know. And it's transcendent. So I love you, and I appreciate you, and I thank you. Celebrate your victories. Celebrate what you've done. Celebrate the commitment you've made and where we're going together. Because I want to salute all of you, as I've always done, and thank you for what you've done. Because these globalist bullies think they can dominate and control humanity. But as I've said 1,000 times, I don't know how all this is going to end. But if they want to fight, they better believe they got one. Because it's the fight that matters. It's the fight, and the resistance is the destination. The journey is the destination. The journey is the destination. You are fulfilled. You are strong. You are beautiful. You are good. Hollywood tells you you're not. The whole system tells you you're crap because you don't have these markings or these systems. It's a load of shit. I want to plow into all of this. Then I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that for children and adults. We've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. The colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
InfoWars.com. You are the resistance.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully execute.
That I will faithfully execute.
The office of President of the United States.
The office of President of the United States.
And will, to the best of my ability.
And will, to the best of my ability.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
What a great honor to be able to introduce for the first time ever anywhere the 45th President of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump.
Chief Justice Roberts, President Carter, President Clinton, President Bush, President Obama, fellow Americans, and people of the world, thank you. We, the citizens of America, are now joined in a great national effort to rebuild our country and restore its promise for all of our people. Together, we will determine the course of America and the world for many, many years to come. We will face challenges. We will confront hardships. But we will get the job done. Every 4 years, we gather on these steps to carry out the orderly and peaceful transfer of power. And we are grateful to President Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama for their gracious aid throughout this transition. They have been magnificent. Thank you. Today's ceremony, however, has very special meaning, because today we are not merely transferring power from one administration to another or from one party to another, but we are transferring power from Washington, D.C., and giving it back to you, the people. For too long, a small group in our nation's capital has reaped the rewards of government while the people have borne the cost. Washington flourished, but the people did not share in its wealth. Politicians prospered, but the jobs left and the factories closed. The establishment protected itself, but not the citizens of our country. Their victories have not been your victories. Their triumphs have not been your triumphs. And while they celebrated in our nation's capital, there was little to celebrate for struggling families all across our land. That all changes, starting right here and right now, because this moment is your moment. It belongs to you. It belongs to everyone gathered here today and everyone watching all across America. This is your day. This is your celebration. And this, the United States of America, is your country. What truly matters is not which party controls our government, but whether our government is controlled by the people. January 20th, 2017, will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. The forgotten men and women of our country will be forgotten no longer. Everyone is listening to you now. You came by the tens of millions to become part of a historic movement the likes of which the world has never seen before. At the center of this movement is a crucial conviction that a nation exists to serve its citizens. Americans want great schools for their children, safe neighborhoods for their families, and good jobs for themselves. These are just and reasonable demands of righteous people and a righteous public. But for too many of our citizens, a different reality exists. Mothers and children trapped in poverty in our inner cities, rusted out factories scattered like tombstones across the landscape of our nation, an education system flush with cash, but which leaves our young and beautiful students deprived of all knowledge, and the crime and the gangs and the drugs that have stolen too many lives and robbed our country of so much unrealized potential. This American carnage stops right here and stops right now. We are one nation, and their pain is our pain. Their dreams are our dreams, and their success will be our success. We share one heart, one home, and one glorious destiny. The oath of office I take today is an oath of allegiance to all Americans. For many decades, we've enriched foreign industry at the expense of American industry, subsidized the armies of other countries while allowing for the very sad depletion of our military. We've defended other nations' borders while refusing to defend our own. And spent trillions and trillions of dollars overseas while America's infrastructure has fallen into disrepair and decay. We've made other countries rich while the wealth, strength, and confidence of our country has dissipated.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You are the resistance.
We are one nation, and their pain is our pain. Their dreams are our dreams, and their success will be our success. We share one heart, one home, and one glorious destiny. The oath of office I take today is an oath of allegiance to all Americans. For many decades, we've enriched foreign industry at the expense of American industry, subsidized the armies of other countries while allowing for the very sad depletion of our military. We've defended other nations' borders while refusing to defend our own. And spent trillions and trillions of dollars overseas while America's infrastructure has fallen into disrepair and decay. We've made other countries rich while the wealth, strength, and confidence of our country has dissipated over the horizon. One by one, the factories shuttered and left our shores with not even a thought about the millions and millions of American workers that were left behind. The wealth of our middle class has been ripped from their homes and then redistributed all across the world. But that is the past. And now we are looking only to the future. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. America first. Every decision on trade, on taxes, on immigration, on foreign affairs will be made to benefit American workers and American families. We must protect our borders from the ravages of other countries making our products, stealing our companies, and destroying our jobs. Protection will lead to great prosperity and strength. I will fight for you with every breath in my body, and I will never, ever let you down. America will start winning again, winning like never before. We will bring back our jobs. We will bring back our borders. We will bring back our wealth. And we will bring back our dreams. We will build new roads and highways and bridges and airports and tunnels and railways all across our wonderful nation. We will get our people off of welfare and back to work, rebuilding our country with American hands and American labor. We will follow two simple rules: buy American and hire American. We will seek friendship and goodwill with the nations of the world. But we do so with the understanding that it is the right of all nations to put their own interests first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. We will reinforce old alliances and form new ones and unite the civilized world against radical Islamic terrorism, which we will eradicate completely from the face of the earth. At the bedrock of our politics will be a total allegiance to the United States of America, and through our loyalty to our country, we will rediscover our loyalty to each other. When you open your heart to patriotism, there is no room for prejudice. The Bible tells us how good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. We must speak our minds openly, debate our disagreements honestly, but always pursue solidarity. When America is united, America is totally unstoppable. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. Finally, we must think big and dream even bigger. In America, we understand that a nation is only living as long as it is striving. We will no longer accept politicians who are all talk and no action, constantly complaining but never doing anything about it. The time for empty talk is over. Now arrives the hour of action. Do not allow anyone to tell you that it cannot be done. No challenge can match the heart and fight and spirit of America. We will not fail. Our country will thrive and prosper again. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. It's time to remember that old wisdom our soldiers will never forget, that whether we are black or brown or white, we all bleed the same red blood of patriots. We all enjoy the same glorious freedoms, and we all salute the same great American flag. And whether a child is born in the urban sprawl of Detroit or the windswept plains of Nebraska, they look up at the same night sky, they fill their heart with the same dreams, and they are infused with the breath of life by the same Almighty Creator. So to all Americans, in every city near and far, small and large, from mountain to mountain, from ocean to ocean, hear these words. You will never be ignored again. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. And your courage and goodness and love will forever guide us along the way. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you. God bless you. And God bless America. Thank you. God bless America.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.